Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, this is a short 5-minute segment. We got a 13-minute segment with Max coming up, and then he's gone. So I want to try to shut up here because the breaks keep breaking things up. We have a lot of breaks at the end of the hour and the start of the hour. That's the standard radio clock. Don't tell me it doesn't make any sense. But the point is, Max, you were trying to get into De Gaulle demanding the gold. A year or two ago, you broke that there was missing gold. Now that's mainstream media. You talked about defaults going on with gold producers. That's now happening. Kind of a train wreck as demand spikes. Then let's get into that inside info that you keep trying to get into about the dollar and more of what's really going on with the Arabs. And you're saying a faster timetable than the one we've been hearing about of 5 years. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, okay. You know, getting back to De Gaulle in the 60s, over there in France, you know, France demanded that the U.S. return the gold that was held on deposit in New York, and they forced the U.S. to do so. And then Britain, because France was very nervous about the way that the U.S. was going in heavily into debt to pay for the Vietnam War. So then Britain was next in line to start demanding their gold. And then at that point, 1971, Nixon said, no, we're going to close the gold window. And this was the beginning, really, of the era of fiat currencies and the beginning, really, of the era of derivatives, because shortly thereafter in Chicago, they started trading options based on the Black and Scholes option derivative volatility formula. And you have now the modern era of derivatives, which is an era of making money from transactions and not making money from actually doing anything like would resemble business. And this has led to incredible booms and incredible busts. So you had ever since then, you've got just flash forward to modern times. You had the dot-com boom, the real estate, and then crash, the real estate boom and crash, and now the banking boom and crash. And now these countries that are emerging, like Russia, China, Iran, are saying, we know what's going on here. The U.S. is simply printing up lots of phony baloney money to pay for their debts, and this is not what we're going to be on board for, because we're using all this money also to finance your wars. So the one way we're going to stop you from financing wars, it's basically the way that Iran, China, and Russia are going to stop America from invading Iran is they're going to crash the dollar. I mean, it's global financial warfare. They don't have to fire a shot. They don't have to fire a missile. They're going to crash the dollar, and that's going to put American military and America out of business. That's the game plan, and Germany knows this, and Germany is very nervous because they've got something like 3,000, up to 3,000 tons of their gold held in New York.
But didn't they just ask for that? Didn't they just start asking for the gold a few months ago?
They're starting to make rumors. They're starting to make these requests. It's starting to get they're putting out a feeler to see how the U.S. is going to respond. It's suicide for the U.S. to attack Iran because it's going to implode the dollar and it's going to force countries like Germany to demand all their gold bullion back from New York and Tim Geithner's old bank, the New York Fed. And they're going to show up, and they're going to demand their gold bullion, and gold bullion is going to skyrocket, and all these banks are going to be completely put out of their fiat currency money-spinning games, and you're going to have another huge down leg in markets. But this is
Max, I have a quick question.
Robert Fisk talking about. Robert Fisk in his article for The Independent, you know, Robert Fisk is a great journalist. He's talking about the gold-producing countries are now, I'm sorry, the oil-producing, exporting countries are going to start trading oil in dollars. And what I would add to that is you've got now Germany, in response to the chaos that's going to result in terms of the dollar, is going to demand. And we made that film, Alex, it's on the web. I forget what the name of the film is, but you see me in the Bundesbank in Berlin. I'm talking to officials inside the Bundesbank, and we have like a hidden camera, and they're saying to us things that they, you know, revealed things that were quite revealing in terms of who owns the gold, where's the gold. The Gold Antitrust Action Committee put out a letter just 2 weeks ago, which they picked up on the story, and they inquired to the Bundesbank to make a comment about this film and to confirm where the gold is held. There's also a movement about to audit
Max, stay there. Got a break. We'll come back, talk about
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For the balance of the radio show, of a quick economic coverage, the last 5 minutes, is Alan Watt joining us from Canada. What is most important right now in the mind of Alan Watt, in your deep reflection and analysis as you cut through the matrix, what's key that's developing right now that Alan Watt thinks we should all know about?
I think you should know what the New World Order really is. It's a non-democratic system, a world ruled by experts and professionals from all different sciences, including all the social sciences. They go under the term of world peace, and that sounds nice and fuzzy to most people, but when you break down in their own writings, from their own writings, what they mean by world peace, it literally is a form of totalitarianism from birth to grave to do with, in fact, they wanted to separate the children completely from parents so they wouldn't be contaminated with old-fashioned values and ideas. But they found the scientific indoctrination. It's kindergarten onwards, any parental input is made null and void. And so they've pretty well reached that stage. They can literally program the generations with every intake, every year of kindergarten, upgrade incrementally for what they will experience in their lifetime. And they'll accept that which they experience because they've been taught it at school as coming. So what you're looking at really is a totalitarian world system. A depopulation plan is at the top of it, too. The unfit, as they call them, in a post-industrial era. Remember, too, all the scientists across the world now and all the professions believe in evolution. It's taught right off the bat. They believe in Darwinian evolution, survival of the fittest. They believe that we are the old man. All the old types that used to work in factories, the blue-collar workers, are now obsolete with the emergence of science and robots and genetic technology. They can create new types of better servants and not as many as they have now. All of this is coming down the pipe, as we see. Even the move, as you say, to stop neighbors from looking after your child for a couple hours when they run off for some groceries is forbidden across the board in all the countries at the same time, as you say. And that is also to stop contamination and bonding to other people in your little locality with old-fashioned ideas. It's okay to put them into a recommended state-approved daycare place for a day because they get the correct kind of indoctrination.
And simultaneously, Europe and the U.S. and England and Canada announced they want year-round school, and the internal documents 20 years ago said to break up the families entirely. They've got the men and women working overtime so they can't spend time with their kids. And then if you want to use the neighbor, in fact, it even said in England, BBC, two groups of police officers aren't allowed to watch their own kids. And the thing was, wow, even the godlike police aren't allowed to watch their kids.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And then now 20,000 homes in England, they have cameras watching the kids that they go to bed on time, eat what they're supposed to. This is Orwell. Now, Alan, I want to bring up a key point here, and I want you to speak to this, studying their operations. At the heart of it, they are social Darwinists. They're saying if we kill a billion people, since we are in the positions of power, that means genetically we got the power because we were the best, and so we're helping the Earth by killing you, they're testing soft kill weapons, sterilization, as the White House science czar spoke about. I want to go over this with you today. But more than that, they get the general public to adopt the eugenics ideas, but they don't even consciously know why of, humans are a parasite. Yeah, there's too many of us. We don't have art and literature and spacecraft. And, you know, we can't do incredible things, which we actually are an incredible species, a wonderful species, a self-aware species. But the elites believe they're gods. They believe they're wonderful. And they want to control the future, and so they only sell the public on lowering their survival instinct so they will accept and make it a religious sacrament, dying for their carbon footprint or not having children or being sacrificed to the earth. And so this idea that man is crud, man is crap, they sell this and say, you have no rights. You're just an animal. It's a mind game. It's a huckster scam to say you can make no decisions. You're just programmed. But then, the elites have to have their rights. They have to have their bodyguards. Oh, they're free. They write all this sick, dark, nihilistic poetry about how they control everything and they'll destroy everything if they want to. So inherently, these are very sick, evil control freaks.
There's no doubt about it at all. It's a religion with them. It's a complete. It fulfills all the criteria of a religion. It's a belief system, and superior genetic, basically hereditary genetic stock. That's what they believe in. That they're from it. They believe that we are the leftover junk genes at the bottom. Otherwise, we would be up at the top. That's the simple reasoning that they have. And they believe in power, total power. Is the main key to survival. Therefore, they're the ones at the top with the total power, and they do plan to exercise it. They are exercising it now. I just went through stuff that was released from the World Health Organization from some of its meetings that have never disclosed to the public before, and they admit during their own discussions, their internal debates, that most of these vaccines, all of the vaccines, in fact, the vast bulk of the contaminants in them, including genetic contaminants and viruses, are unknown to them. Sometimes 90% of every inoculation and polio still is unknown to them. They don't know the effects on the body, except with the new adjuvants they're using for this upcoming swine flu shot, they do know that they're using, rather than chicken eggs, they're using cancer viruses. They admit that in their own writings. They're using cancer viruses for the simple reason that cancer viruses are almost indestructible, so it will stay in your body forever, supposedly to protect your body.
No.
But at the same time, it might just give you cancer. This is incredible science. In other words, they know what they're doing. They're taking the population down, not just at a drastic step all at once, but depending on your shot and your physiology, it will all start dying off much, much faster over the next few years.
Now, Alan, stop. This is mind-blowing, and we're on the same page. This is admitted in hundreds of government textbooks like Eco-Science for the White House Science Czar. We now have bought over 10 books he authored, all saying the same sickening stuff about how they would do this, inject us with cancer viruses that would trigger as soon as our hormone levels lowered in men and women between 45 and 65. We now see that happening. The boldness, what do you call the boldness of where they openly say they're killing us, where they openly admit the first 10 million people in Canada and the U.S. to get the nasal live flu virus, they admit it's going to mutate it and spread it.
Yes.
So in plain view, they admit it has cancer viruses in the major German and British news.
Yep.
We're shooting cancer viruses live into our nostrils. They admit the Gardasil's killing the girls and mutating. Its own inventor came out and said, don't take it. I'm sure they'll kill her or something. The point is that what do you call that? Because I see them testing the ambient murder. They're now just killing us right out in the open and just setting the precedent to do it. And then everyone's dropping dead or dying. And it's like no big deal.
That's right. In fact, they even admit from the World Health Organization that they're doing a massive campaign to train the public to accept that masses of people die all the time from strokes and heart attacks and cancers, so don't relate it to the vaccine that you're getting. This is the present propaganda blitz that's out right now. So they're training the victim to accept his own death and put it down to coincidence. It's amazing that they understand what they can do to the public, because they've lied so many times in the past. They know the formulas and the techniques, and then they know how we respond rather than cross the line and say these guys are killing us.
Because the average person, just like in Hardin, Montana, when our listeners caught the con artist felon, now admitted running a giant takeover of the town to put the locals in the camp the private criminal was going to own, still the local constabulary denies it, even if it's admitted, because they don't want to admit they're wrong, and it's too scary to admit it's happening.
That's correct. But they have no problems in lying to the public. And again, and these recently released documents from internal meetings at the World Health Organization, they said they would have to lie to the public. They can't tell the public the truth. This is from their own minutes of their meeting.
And these are all eugenicists, and they talk about, they go, it's sad we have to kill everyone, but it's for the earth. Everybody out there, you got to warn everybody you can. They're implanting you and your family with cancer viruses. These also spread. It's not just a shot.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Nutritionists look all over the world for better ways to keep our bodies strong and healthy, but sometimes they don't have to look too far. Nature has given us the power of the green tea plant, and for centuries we've used green tea to get healthy, feel better, and promote a strong immune response. Now we can get more out of green tea with Green Tea Plus. Green Tea Plus mixes a pure green tea extract with 72 minerals to form a delicious, highly nutritious drink. Best of all, one serving of Green Tea Plus has the antioxidant power of 6 cups of regular green tea. Green tea might be one of the healthiest herbs provided by nature, and now you can get much more value in each serving with Green Tea Plus. To try Green Tea Plus risk-free, call 1-800-204-6421. And if you call right now, you can get a full bottle of Green Tea Plus for free with your order of two. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. Call now for Green Tea Plus.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
All right, I want to open the phones up next hour for Alan Watts, specifically on eugenics, the master plan, how to stop them, what they're doing. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. He could talk about any issue, but please address your questions to Alan Watts. I don't want to talk about a tractor you got for sale or chupacabras in your attic. And I'm not being mean. I just, sometimes people do that, especially if we have a guest. It's like they will not address anything to them. It's kind of like Piggly Wiggly gets to the head of the line, and then nobody else gets to get on. So 1-800-259-9231, that's coming up in the next hour. Alan, we were just talking during the break about social control. It's just like the Aztecs, one of the dominant Mesoamerican Mayan cultures. And in their own writings and in what the Spanish observed, mothers would beg to have their healthiest, best, because you wanted to have the best sacrifice, 10-year-old only son cut up in pieces and then sold as meat by the priest class. That's how they made their money, to the locals. And the mothers would gobble their children with pleasure. We have major news out of Seoul, Korea and China. This is mainstream baby soup, not a hoax, eating babies. People get upset if they see a dog killed by Marines, but not if they see a kid killed by Marines. We've been trained to see human life as bad. And through mind control, just through cultural mind control, Aztecs would kill their sons and daughters and wives and husbands with pleasure. The Druids would do this. And it's the same thing now. We just give our kids to the state. Because because as our guest said earlier, in England, a mother said, yeah, it was really hard to lose the weight, ruined my figure. They said that was a symbol of depression, so they took the baby from the family with no due process. The criminal state is here. Go ahead.
Yes, again, too, it's interesting to look at the old video. I think it's still up maybe on YouTube. I don't know. I can't watch it because of my slow speed. They punished me for using ExploreNet. But there was a Julian Huxley up there, an Aldous Huxley. And these guys went into this whole thing. And Aldous Huxley himself, who attended all the world meetings, he also worked at Tavistock Institute. And he thought that the scientific dictatorship would be just sort of wonderful when it came in, and that people would be trained to love their servitude. But he also talked about the only obstacle they had at that time, back in the 50s, was the remnants of a powerful or almost post-powerful Christianity. That ties in with what his brother Julian said, the first CEO of UNESCO. He said, we'll have to train the people to devaluate human life in order to bring through mass abortions and eventually genetic selection and sterilization. So this is the plan unfolding now. These guys were part of the big world meetings of their day. They set their agendas, they set their timetables. They set it for the end of the millennium into the new that's now. And that's what they called this the century of change. And they never alter their plans. Their plans are like long-term business plans set in stone, with 10-year plans for one part, 50 for another, 100 for another. We see this same type of plan cropping up in the declassified information put out by the top think tanks for the military going up to the year 2050 and beyond, and the kind of world that there will be then. And society will have them. And we have, of course, the Rockefellers trotting around the world still pushing the depopulation plan, eugenics plan, that the fittest should survive, the rest should get sterilized, and the unwanted should simply be killed off by various means.
Alan, we were talking again about how they train us to feed on ourselves. They domesticate us. They train us not to notice what's happening. And this whole agenda's rushing forward. Continue.
Well, going into the writings again of some of the biggest players who did publish lots of their work, we find their techniques because they explained their techniques. And they were so assured of them working that can only have been done because of previous experimentation on going back to the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, the Huxleys, for instance, talked about people loving their servitude, and they often used the term domestication, domesticate the public, which what they meant was, and even said this, that the only true survivors that are fit to survive are wild animals that retain all of the survival capabilities. In order to rule all the lesser types, the inferior humans who haven't made it to the top, they'd have to domesticate them. That meant to eradicate their instincts for self-preservation. Train them that experts were looking after everything that they should look after by themselves. And even to the extent where they couldn't do anything without expert advice. Well, we've had a massive campaign since about the 50s onwards, listen to the experts, all through magazines, TVs, even in news breaks or even weather breaks, you get experts coming on telling you how to dress for the rain. This is a form of domestication. It's meant to make you think that you know nothing. You're too stupid to understand. And just accept it. Accept there are better types of people above you taking care of all the big problems that you should be taking care of. And your job is to simply play as much as you can play and enjoy yourself and don't become involved in the big problems in life to do with politics, policies, or anything else. Just accept it. That's called domestication. Until you literally have no self-preservation instincts left. When that happens, you're now ready for extermination. And then they can even train you, as you say, they're training the children to volunteer for sterilization, to save the world. And, of course, this new religion of ecology is a religion. As Gorbachev said, we are creating a new religion based on a form of earth worship. But, of course, it's got its own high priests that decide who should procreate and who should not procreate. And that's not fast enough for them. They want to start killing us off even faster. We're not breeding enough in the West. They tell us that we're almost sterile. But, and hence the immigration levels are massive. However, we're not dying fast enough across the world, so they want to speed up the process. And you can't tell the children, so you mustn't tell them any truth. You must say it's all so strange that these cancers are affecting everyone and everyone's dying. And that will be taught. It's just a new happening.
Well, they're saying that. They're saying you're all just going to die of cancer and you're all just going to die of diabetes. And doesn't matter what you do, just take your shot and you're going to die. And there's going to be lots of deaths. And, yeah, it's a live virus. And, yeah, you're going to die, but it wasn't the vaccine. But it does say on the insert it may kill you.
Yeah.
And this Gardasil is going to kill you, but it doesn't protect you from the cancer. But it will give you cancer, but everything's fine. And they just throw it all out there and – it's like the public really is in a trance. Now, more and more of them are starting to wake up. So the establishment's program is to shock us even more and pile on, hoping people just give up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a technique. They give you the dialectical process, the pros and the cons. They get you into a punch-drunk state, and you simply give up. And then you say, well, they can't be doing this for negative reasons to kill us. So I'll just go along with the rest of the public. That's how simple it is. People look around for a hero to follow, and if there's no heroes, they simply go along with the rest of the public and do what they do. That's what Huxley said himself.
Now let's talk about, in the short term, what their program is, long term, but also solutions, how you think this battle's going to shake out and what things will look like if they win. Any other important angles Alan Watt wants to cover, and then your phone calls. That'll take us in lots of interesting random directions. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Most people still today think that all entertainment to do with movies, drama, is therefore nothing more than their entertainment. It never, ever was that case.
Throughout history, social engineers have refined techniques designed to control large populations.
It is bringing entertainment to thousands of people, right in the comfort of our own homes.
You're actually in an alpha state, being completely downloaded with new ideas.
A cult of personality can be manufactured to influence the masses.
Nobody will question what he's doing. They'll be so preoccupied with where he is or what he's wearing.
Yes, we can.
The idea of making him into a celebrity.
Eventually, he said, they will expect the media to do all their thinking and reasoning for them. And that's happened today.
The scientific dictatorship understands what makes human beings tick, and they're using it against us.
These cells are scanned by a stream of electrons, completing 30 pictures a second.
It's hard for people like that to take a serious interest in what their elected officials are doing. They've been programmed.
It's Obama's role to front for the international banking syndicate.
Barack Obama is a puppet of the New World Order.
Is this some sort of New World Order?
The New World Order is emerging.
For the first time in history, we really have this new form of an empire.
The average man and woman is in a trance. They get home from work. They don't even talk to their children. They turn the television on. And they let those corporate messages set the agenda in their lives.
You got time to watch baseball. You got time to entertain yourself. But a knowledgeable public we're losing.
Kill your television. Or at least turn it off a few hours a day. The children aren't even playing in your front yards anymore.
We don't want to live under a world government of the corporations, by the corporations, and for the corporations.
Fall of the Republic. Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack Obama. Obama is the latest version of 21st century mass mind control. Available on DVD at Infowars.com and online at PrisonPlanet.tv. October 21st, 2009.
So there is the third trailer, fourth coming out next week, and the fifth, the day before it comes out. We got some special sneak peeks, too, for folks just at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, Alan, I'm going to shut up for this rest of this segment before we go to calls. Getting into what their current operation is, what you think's happening with the flu, those new World Health Organization documents you have that are up on cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and some news about how we beat these people. Now, there is a big awakening happened. So that collision between people that want freedom and decent humanity and for honorableness to be held up and those that want death and destruction.
Well, I think people first have to understand that they're not dealing with democratic institutions. You're dealing with people with an agenda who are all pre-chosen before they get into politics. They're trained into their roles, and they're all on board with this agenda. So technically, there's no negotiation with them, to be honest with you. The only thing that's left outside of outright revolution is for large groups of people to literally hit them economically. For instance, an example, the nurses of New York State have been told that they're going to be fired if they don't take this swine flu shot. My suggestion to them is for them to walk off en masse and just walk out the hospital en masse for a day or two, and you'll see the howls and the screams that those guys want you to bring you to the negotiating table. That these are the only kinds of strategies left for people outside revolution. And the boys at the top know this because they've been setting up internal armies and securities for 20 years for this particular time that we're going through now. They knew this time would come. So, to be honest, there's no easy way out of this. This is life or death situations that we're going through right now. They have their depopulation program. The World Health Organization at their meeting in 2006, their world meeting, stated that if they can get the public to accept mandatory inoculation for one thing, then introduce more mandatory inoculations every year for the rest of the adult's life, including annual boosters for every shot they've ever had.
And Alan, continuing on the flu front, they're now ordering kids to go to school to take it. No law, they just do it. Yep. We're seeing the real tyranny, and they're bragging that they're setting the precedent to force over 56 vaccine boosters, so that's now in the hundreds,
yep,
every couple of years of meningitis shots, hepatitis shots, the AIDS vaccine. Mm-hmm. And Bill Gates has now bragged, and it's in the Associated Press, when he laughs when he gives a speech. Oh, I found out we're giving people polio with the new vaccine. It happens to be live.
Yep.
And then the little elite clubs, they all giggle because the local good old boys, they're in on the fun.
That's right. That's Nigeria. Nigeria's not got a new evolved type of polio that they admit now at the World Health Organization came from the particular vaccine they were giving the people there. It's evolved into a new hyper polio that's rampaging through the public. It came from the vaccine. It admits it because
the United States. And now they admit in the mainstream literature that the live nasal vaccine is going to create hundreds of mutations,
yes,
and is what's spreading H1N1. So out in the open, they hit us with all the fools that are shooting it up their kids' nose, sneezing on everybody. And the public is so dumbed down, they can't even understand it.
Again, they've been trained that experts don't lie, and we've had 50 years of training into this new type of system. The public can't believe. And that's as I say, you can get up the ladder, but until you literally cross the last rung and stand on it, you won't see the big picture. And the last rung is difficult. It's difficult to cross and say, they're not just talking about killing us. They have been killing us, and they want to kill more of us. When you really understand that it's true, you'll see everything completely different from then on as to what you can do. So you can't negotiate with tyranny.
Well, the key here is they're not negotiating. They're not stopping. It's a power cult.
Yeah.
And we have to admit they're testing the soft kill now. Now, I want to talk some about solutions here. But everything you know bring up just literally flags come up because it's all so accurate. You know, dealing with all of this and watching them kill us, mm-hmm. and then all these little petty power people who don't even care if they're being killed themselves as long as they can kill people under them. It's very sick.
Yes. And again, too, they tested all that. Stanford is a big player in this. All the universities have their specialized areas in creating vaccines or bacteria or viruses for warfare purposes, but they're also into the social science and psychology. And Stanford is one of the prime universities for mass control, basically. They did the Milgard experiments on testing people's obedience to authority by shocking people. He's training people that they're actually shocking a victim on the other side of the glass. There were actors on the other side of the glass, but they didn't know. And they got to kill voltage on the dial there as long as someone above them took authority and responsibility for it. They know how to use the public against the public.
Yeah, and 90%. You can take a farm boy, make him a cop. 6 months later, 90% in the Stanford research will put a gun to their mother's head and blow her brains across the room if someone in a uniform orders them to do it.
Yes, and it's true. They're old techniques that have been understood by the high sciences and occult guys and masonry and so on at the top. You find in the riots of New York in the 1800s the mayor in the Tammany Hall riots, he said that we can always hire half the poor to kill the other half. That's what he said. They understand this, that money is the key. I can survive but get money. I'll go on the winning side. They'll leave me alone. That's what they think until their usefulness is over, and then they're eliminated too.
Unbelievable. Alan, let's do this. Let's come back and take calls. And then at the end of the last segment, let's get into a little bit of solutions, but we're going to have you back up for more of that as well. But I guess what you're saying is the big solution is becoming aware of this matrix of propaganda and social engineering and really getting upset about it and really talking human to human about the ruling elite and their program for humanity and ask the public, do you like being controlled? Do you like being poisoned? Do you like everybody being blubbery and bleached skin and unhealthy and zits all over the place? I mean, do you like being poisoned? Do you like half the kids in your neighborhood dead or dying of diseases or cancer? I mean, is this what, because it's only going to get worse. I mean, is it fun? I mean, to cops out there, is the petty power, the petty manhood rituals, is it fun? Do you like being used? Are you going to serve this? 90% of you will, unless you were conscious of the manipulation. We'll be right back with Alan White.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself,
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John.
All right, I didn't mean to go off into a rant. I was just talking to one of my producers, one of the radio guys, Rob Dew, about how they... And his wife's in education, how they tried for months to get the exemption form. They would laugh and say it doesn't exist. Up until a month ago, you could always just print it off online. Now I guess they make you get one from them. They're real bastards. But going back to Alan Watt before we continue with calls, yeah, there's always these little ring around the rosy games. It's in the Dallas Morning News. They're kicking kids out if they don't take the regular shot, seasonal flu, and the new one. I mean, I showed Dallas Morning News yesterday. Austin's announcing it, but there's no law. They're saying you don't have to, but you have to. And then you say, well, I want an exemption form, and they laugh at you and say, you don't have to, honey. I mean, this is just so sick. And these locals, they always get like a little piggy face, a little demonic smile. What is that programming where they revel in abusing people? They revel in lying.
Yeah, what you've got really is what has been said about the Soviet system and the hero worship of the man at the top, the same with the Nazi regime in Germany. What they found was that all the officers down below are sadomasochists. And this is how power works. It's a sadomasochistic thing that attracts psychopathic types into those positions. In fact, they're generally the only ones who go into them. And they worship the person above them with power, and they despise the person beneath them who has less power than themselves. That's how simply it works with sadomasochism. And you'll always have the strange sadomasochistic authoritarianism when you get into politics and right down to local politics, even any authority. This is the very thing that Carl Jung warned the public about back in the 50s. He talked about the Iron Curtain across Germany, but he also said, he says, I see an iron curtain of massive bureaucracies building up with governmental agencies stifling and strangling the freedom of the whole planet. He understood what was coming down the pike back then. Many of his generation did, in fact, because they were involved in meeting high-level people. And he knew that the world we're bringing in would be one of tyranny by force. And that's what you've got. One of the criteria of tyranny is when you're forced into a position by authorities without any escape routes. In other words, you have no choice. That is tyranny, when you have no choice in any situation.
Well, you're absolutely right. Since they don't have a choice, they learn to love it and love to defend it. And so when you say, hey, the banks just stole $23.7 trillion, we got to pay it back with interest, they just laugh and will say, I'm part of the power structure.
Yep.
And it's almost like a five-year-old dressing up like they're Luke Skywalker, or dressing up like they're, you know, some hero.
Yep.
That it's like the public are eternal children, and they imagine things. They're delusional. And yep. I never had a view of myself as something special or wonderful or good. I'm just a person that has my instincts intact. And, you know, having a bunch of psychos writing books about how they're killing me with vaccines and stuff in the water, and then I can see the evidence they're doing it. I mean, if they write hundreds of books about how they're killing us and how it's a scientific dictatorship, wouldn't there be something wrong with me if I didn't, as a red-blooded male, not stand up for my species against a power-tripping group that's playing God?
Absolutely. And part of the key of obedience, as I say, Stanford and other universities are into these experiments all the time, are on obedience, or the CIA involved with them, obviously. And what they find is with the more power they accumulate in any agency, in this sadomasochistic power structure, they begin to despise the ordinary people who begin to cow under authority. The more the people cow under authority, the more they're despised, is almost weaklings, and eventually hated by those in power. I've always said it's like a farmer breaking the legs of a cow. It falls to the ground, then he starts kicking it because it can't get up. That's the very system that's in play today with the sadomasochistic total power structure that's set up. This is the hell on earth they're bringing in, and it's up to us to fight it utterly with every means that we have.
Well, I think one of the most effective ways to attack it is to just show people the matrix of false reality and reach out to police, military, bureaucrats and go, you know, your little cousin just died of cancer at 22. That's not normal. Here's some statistics. Do you know what's in the water? Do you know what's in the shots? Here's AP admitting they're giving everyone polio with the polio vaccine. And you're not going to listen now because you have defenses up. But deep down in your instincts, you know I'm telling you the truth, you're being manipulated. And I found that 6 months down the road, a year down the road, they then wake up. And just showing them how they're not in the power structure like they think they are, how they're being attacked as well.
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting, too, is this new world order is to go through a series of changes, including the riot phase for 30-odd years, is to bring down the food supply, and then the United Nations takes over the distribution of food to all the different regions, as they call these sections of the world. And they say in their own writings in the United Nations that they'll gradually reduce this ration to each area every year, and it's up to you to bring your population down to accommodate and use the resources that are given to you. This is all their plan, and this is hell on earth they're bringing in step by step. And, of course, the reduction of population via mass, we're being killed off by inoculations. And they know this.
That's all stated, and they all brag about it.
Yeah.
And you'll tell some mom, and she'll arrogantly laugh at you, take her kid, who already looks like a zombie, and just shoot them up with some more, and then they'll look at you with pleasure. You crazy nut. It doesn't matter if you just quoted State Department Memorandum 200.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you're quoting UN documents. It doesn't matter. They don't care. And then when their kid dies, they'll wear a little cancer ribbon and cry. Yep. And it's like a celebrity thing. Oh, your kid died too. Ooh. You know, because it's all about euthanizing everybody. That's what this is all about.
It is euthanasia. And it's a bacterial warfare. It's viral warfare. It's bio warfare, carefully designed. And as I say, and all this stuff has been released recently from the internal meetings at the World Health Organization. They admit that all of these particles of DNA and RNA and so on recombine within the body, infect the cells of the person, and cause cancers down the road. They understand this.
Well, they grow it in the exact type of monkeys and fetal tissue that have the cancer virus that's most deadly in it.
Well, actually, they've stated now, that they're actually using, especially for this new swine flu, rather than use the eggs, chicken eggs, and so on for doing so, which also contains thousands of foreign
viruses.
They're
using cancer virus instead of the dead baby retinas or the green monkey kidneys. Or the other growth mediums, you're right. They are using cancer virus.
That's what they say, because the cancer virus is a survivor, so they're using that as an antidote.
Oh,
yeah.
Isn't that sweet? Mm-hmm. I'm going to move to calls quickly now. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex and Alan. Honor to speak with you, and thank you for your great information. Thank you for your great wisdom, even. Alex, on Monday's show, that you had mentioned that there were 10 million doses of the flu mist being sent out into the country on Monday. They will have arrived or probably have arrived at their destination by now. I'm sure many of destinations that it's arriving to are the Walmart stores.
Well, let me be clear. They said last Friday that 200,000 were going to Tennessee, Indiana, and Texas.
Yes. You also reported, Alex, the Mayo Clinic has come out and said that the flu mist will be much more contagious to other people. It takes 10 to 20 days, as I understand it at this point, for the actual symptoms to manifest in someone who has received an injected or a flu mist vaccination. Now, I think the time clock has already started on this, and that the actual mass murder genocide that this operation consists of, and it is not a drill, absolutely not a drill. It's set in motion now as to where it's going to follow through with the actual sickness itself. And people are going to become so sick and weak that they're going to accept martial law. And I think this is the first stage of the operation.
Well, I know this. We're going to find out by the end of October, early November, whether it's meant to mutate and really be deadly, or if this is just setting the precedent for us to go under World Health Organization rules and to set the precedent to take the shots as they stated. We're out of time. I appreciate your call, Cheryl and Steve and others. Call me back tomorrow and then, of course, Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Alan, great job in Fall of the Republic. Great job in everything you're doing. Folks should support you over there at cuttingthematrix.com. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Alex.
You bet. And I want to thank all of our wonderful sponsors as well that have made the show possible. I want to thank the crew in there, Neihart, Hartman, Harmon, everybody else that is in there doing a great job. The new trailer, the TV Mind Control trailer for Fall of the Republic is live at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Be sure and check it out. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.